All right, podcast time. Let's talk about it. So Mickey Facts was on Instagram. He was talking about, spazzing out on rappers using one syllable, bro. That's not right, bro. Spazzing off. You gotta call it out. I hate when the rappers use fucking one syllable. I am so sick and tired of these fucking rules that y'all little lyrical rappers are making up.
But you gotta push your pen, bro. You gotta push your pen.
Y'all don't even fucking even care when rappers push their pen. Honestly, you make fun of them. Some dude, some old head rapper said himself, I don't even like when rappers use multisyllabic rhymes. Because they do more of those in Eminem vibes. So, again, these rules that y'all put up is fucking retarded. Because now, you're going to see these little lyrical miracle rappers who, if you even in any rap song, one syllable, even though it's just for like two little bars, these niggas will call you trash. So I sit there and said, I started off as a bad kid, thinking of all the bad things I did. That's trash. Come on, bro. And then don't even know that I'm building up to the multisyllabic rhymes. You see, we're pushing rappers to be MCs. You're being fucking retarded. This is why I hate this fucking way of thinking. It's so childish. One, not everyone is like that. Not everyone's a lyrical, miracle, spherical man. This is why I stopped some of these songs on independent radio stations. There are people who are Mickey Fact fans who do music review shows. They take that as law. So if they even hear that you're doing one-syllable rhymes, you're not a great MC. And since y'all keep, changing the goalpost, and because some of y'all niggas even make fun of rappers and calling them trash, even when they have an elite pen, like an Eminem or a Jannar Lucas, you still call them trash. Half the time it's because you're a racist and you don't like biracial rappers. Let's be real. And I'm just keeping it real, my nigga. We just want rappers to push their pens. Y'all need to shut the fuck up and stop wanting rappers to be something. Then when they be that something, you niggas push the goalpost. That's why I don't give a fuck about being the best rapper. So I don't give a fuck about being the best lyricist. So I don't give a fuck about trying to have the best double entendres. So I don't give a fuck about having the best flows. So I don't give a fuck about none of that damn shit. That's why I made a conscious decision after that T-Pain thing. That T-Pain thing, to never submit another fucking song to an independent radio station again. That's including Dorky. Because even when I do spit bars, and since fans love to fucking put you in a box and think, I hate when you try to push your opinion on some lyrical shit. I see you as more. As always, I see you more as this. I see you more as that. Niggas don't want you to be yourself. They want you to be what they think that you should be. And when you don't do that, they hate you. Fans do too much. Back then it was, if this is who you are, we fuck with you for you. You can't call a rapper corny for not being themselves, but then you the one pushing them to be something that they're not, because them being themselves is corny to you. You talking about anime and manga in your songs? You're corny. You talking about shit that's not hood shit? You're corny. Then in the same breath, talking about street shit that you ain't done, oh, you more corny, you should be yourself. When I was being myself, you was calling me corny. You see how that shit is? Let's be real, if you're an artist yourself, you've been hit with this. You've been fucking pressured to this. These niggas assume, let's be real with it, your whole style was some nerd rap, nerdcore rap, right? And niggas, and because you didn't look like a nerdcore, and every, like your whole gimmick or image, whatever the fuck, and this is you being you. This is not you putting on something that you're not. Was I'm a nerd and I rap. You've been fucking bullied and teased for being that by real hip hop heads, real rappers, that's real spitters. Because you were being yourself. Until one day, it got to you. So you stop talking about that nerdy shit that you were talking about, because no one does that Dr. Octagon type of flow no more. Come on, bro, as if there's no fan base that don't like that. There is, it's just small. So you give into the pressure, you start rapping over these street New York beats, talking all this hood shit, and these same fans that were never your fans, but because you switched up,
well, we making that real rap now. Yeah, now you're worthy of a real MC.
That's how these niggas act. You trying to get fucking goddamn kulos from niggas that don't even care, even when you do push your pen. Fuck these niggas. Then you change your whole fucking sound to appease these dumbass niggas. And guess what? You ain't fucking did nothing. Because some of them are going to sit there and call you fake. Keep in mind, you're being yourself. They didn't like you. You know what the fuck they'll do as a safe face?
Well, at least the shit you're making now is more interesting than the shit you were doing then.
These niggas think doing bare minimum music is interesting. They think rapping over trap beats are interesting beats. You got niggas who, if you ain't making hype songs, it's snooze fest. There's always niggas that got 200 fucking goddamn followers too. I just one idiot that was talking about how Schoolboy Q was talking about how artists are now fucking content creators, which I fucking hate that shit that has come to this. And some of these niggas want you to, because people gonna care more about your personality than your music. Have you ever seen a content creator make music and their fans don't let they do it, so they try to make content? And so what happens is their content, while all the while they're promoting their music, and you got some fans who don't like their music but like their personality so much so that they encourage that artist, who's an artist first, to stop making music and make content. You know how fucking much that shit hurts and frustrates you when people try to tell you the quote-unquote truth? And I put it in quotes, because once you get into that shit, you got a fucking fan base that love your music is saying, bro, why are you not making music any fucking more? I think your shit was fire. Why aren't you listening to these dumb motherfuckers? Like, y'all got too much power to try to control niggas. Like, seriously, y'all abusing that shit, and you need not having power. Nigga, just look for someone that you like. Stop expecting niggas to give you something that someone else can give you. I ain't telling a nigga that does boom bap, you have to do hyper pop. Look for someone that can do that. Why are you so infatuated with motherfuckers who don't do a sound to do a fucking sound? What do you think they can add to that genre besides it being popular? Nothing. Shit make no goddamn sense. But back to this shit. This whole no more one syllable rhymes. You're better than that. Get off my dick. Because even when I do multisyllabic rhymes, mind you, way back 2018, 17, I was all about the multisyllable rhymes. I was all about that. And what did niggas sit there and say?
He just said a bunch of words.
Because they don't give what the fuck I'm talking about.
He's just lyrical, miracle, miracle.
Remember that song I told you? I made a song called What's the Contrast? When I rhymed every single word, like, you know, I rushed the 5-9 rhymes every fucking bar, every word of bar. I was really pushing my pen to be on some next level lyrical shit. And it's funny how every time when you do that, niggas don't care. But even when you dumb it down for them, it's the most amazing shit they ever heard. So when Mickey Facts say that, you gotta understand and realize, dog, not all fans care about that multisyllabic lyrical shit. They're backwards. They want you to dumb it down. Look at Lucky. Lucky was a lyrical rapper at one point, and his friends didn't like that shit. They were too stupid to understand words. And what did he do? Dumb it down and got a fan base. Niggas want me to do that shit. They want me to be the LA Lucky. Make hyper pop, but be the first West Coast rapper to do it. Now keep in mind, it could be the most generic fucking hyper pop. The only thing that makes it unique is that a West Coast nigga did it. Off a region. I'm like, fuck out of here, nigga. Let niggas be themselves. Which niggas don't do. Then when you add these independent radio stations, these review shows, you're adding all of this, you're to put this pressure on you, and they think that, oh, it's helping the artist be better, when it really is not, because music is subjective, because you might be doing it right, and someone thinks you're doing it wrong.
That's what I don't fucking realize.
I don't get it. You don't get it. You dig what I'm saying? So if I sit there to the whole story with multi, and then when they come out of storytelling, nigga, them syllables don't mean shit. I want my message over them goddamn syllables. I don't care how much you got, ugh, could have, ugh. And if that's how the fuck we're doing it, and if that's how the fuck we're basing it off of syllables, and keep in mind, I fucking predicted that shit too. I said, watch how niggas only gonna count. Watch how niggas count your syllables, and how many how many syllables that you do is how good you are. So you tell a story with one syllables, then guess what? They gonna call you trash. They don't even give a. We all know fans don't even care about your story. It's why niggas shouldn't even care about even as much. Y'all say, where's your content? Where's your stories, nigga? Y'all give a fuck about that shit, because once the fucking beat. Because once, for some reason, there's always something that make you just not care about this concept of the fucking artist. Like, seriously, whether it be the tone, whether it be the fucking, hell, it'll go all the way, go beyond the music. The nigga, the rapper himself. I'm just saying, my nigga, it gets stupid. It gets dumb. And even when niggas push their pens, no one cares. I can push my pen and rap a whole verse with four syllables and switch up flows and all that good shit. And guess what? Still won't get loved. Still won't get liked. Niggas will still call you corny. Better yet, I like it better when you're not trying to fucking be lyrical. I like it better when you used to make weed smoking songs. That's why I disagree with Mickey Facts. The fans, nigga. Some niggas don't like to hear that shit. And as you can see, you got niggas who will literally call you corny for even doing that. You got niggas scared to even push their pen, a fear of being called a lyrical miracle rapper. He's a lyrical miracle. He's a lyrical miracle. He's a lyrical miracle. And it's even worse. If you even have your first two bars as one syllable, it's Cat in the Hat raps. Now, everything else is multi-syllabic rhymes, but the first two bars, they don't care. All I heard was one syllable bars, boom, Cat in the Hat. And you see why it's gonna make motherfuckers really not care about this fucking goddamn shit. Like, I really don't care about being the best rapper. I don't care. Because even if you do it right, you're still wrong. I don't care about being the most lyrical. Because even when I am lyrical, it's still bad. Because it's certain things in your bars. I don't care. Even if I'm, nigga, I be watching, nigga. I be studying these fucking rappers. Don't tell me shit about, you don't know nothing about shit about shit. I study the Kendricks, okay? I study the fucking Eminems, old Eminem too. I study the GOAT rappers, nigga. I know how to do this shit. It's just that y'all niggas be always wanting artists to be a particular fucking goddamn way. You get attached to how an artist is and think, this is who the fuck you are. Then when a nigga does push their fucking pen to show you that they're dope, prime example of my fucking song, Scatterbrain, the whole, that's abstract rap. And because the fact niggas are so used to, if you go back on my shit, I've already gained a fan base that really be wanting chill vibey shit and songs like Liquor Store and shit like that. So if I were to push my pen and be on some lyrical shit because I want to, and that's the nigga, keep in mind, I wanted to be that artist. I told you, I want to be the Lupe. I want to be the Kendrick. I am cool. I like making songs like that. Because of that, niggas don't like for me to do that. Now, we want songs like Liquor Store. We want songs that touch your soul. We want songs like this. So when I try to show niggas I can really do it, we don't care about that. Better yet, they openly say, stop acting like you need to prove your point, bro. You're the vibey rapper I smoke weed and sleep to. That's not even a compliment. I'm just saying, my nigga. I don't care how people take it. It's fucking annoying. And because how, and I like Mickey Facts, he cool. I like what he does, but that whole no more than one syllable rhymes, you fucked yourself up with that one. I'm sorry. And even when he comes out of two syllables, Remember when I made that song, Soul Stop, when I said so bold, so cold?
No, you're better than that, so cold. Those are basic bars. Like, nigga, how the fuck do you know that I want to be a lyrical, miracle, spherical mastermind? Y'all don't even like niggas. Even lyrical rappers hate rappers that do that. How the fuck do you tell artists to push their pen and then you hate them when they do it? Stupid.
I blame the fans and the artists. You got old heads in the comments talking about, I'm a dope MC. I'm better than all these niggas. Going that profile in a car with 298 followers. Spitting the exact multi-syllabic rhymes that they will call fucking Jannar Lucas and Eminem for doing. When you have fans and rappers doing that shit, do we really need to take these niggas seriously? Do we really should care about being the best lyricist when niggas are making fun of lyricists? If they see you as one way, you have to be that way because they got attached to something that you did. So you didn't tell them, you just put it. Then on top of the fact, anything you do after that, they don't even respect it because they don't see you as that person. So we're playing Build-A-Bear Workshop of what kind of artist that you should be. Niggas don't care. How many songs have I seen The Dort where I'm pushing my pen and some idiot in the comments said, I don't like his vocal tone. Y'all look at rapping like singing and not knowing. If I was rapping on every song like this, you would fucking be fucking annoyed. But all your songs are chilling, vibing, blurring, and sleepy time rap. It's not for you. Like I said, I don't give a fuck about being the best rapper. I don't even like my own music. I'm just doing shit because I fucking like making music. I don't care. Who am I impressing? Who am I impressing? Who am I impressing? In an era where motherfuckers are shitting on rappers that even push their pen, in an era where niggas don't even care about lyrical rap, swear they care about content, but if the content is not familiar to them, they don't like you, that pushes rappers to be in the underground, to be unfucking, to be unoriginal, but we're up and down, we want originality. Who the fuck am I impressing? Who am I really impressing here? These niggas don't give a fuck about niggas like me. And it's no way of getting better, because getting better in their minds means following trends. Rapping in triplets like we still in 2000 fucking goddamn 18. Better yet, 2000 fucking goddamn 16. See how that shit got Quavo when he got ripped apart by motherfucking goddamn Chris Brown lyrically. So them little triplet flows are not really impressive. It comes down the bottle of aim, nigga. And Chris Brown raps. But it's funny, niggas pick and choose. And when you see niggas doing that, who am I really impressing? You want to do this for your fucking selves. Who am I impressing? Nobody. And when niggas got a chill tone and rap like this over fucking boom bappy soulful beats, they're Kendrick Lamar. Niggas can't even be themselves. Better yet, niggas so stupid, if you be yourself, they don't fuck with you. But if you start rapping like someone else, they fuck with you. But now at the same time, we want rappers to be unique and have their own style. But when they have their own style, you shit on them. And then when they abandon the sound that stands them out, you sit there and parade them. Yes, yes, he got a sound that I can easily listen to. A style that the mainstream masses can enjoy. This is from the underground, by the way. This is from these independent radio stations, by the way. And all they tell you straight up, they say to you, we don't want to hear your B-sides. We want hits. We want hits. Sound like a fucking label. There is no safe haven for the underground anymore. And when niggas and when you have fucking rappers and fans trying to tell an artist what the fuck they can't do, when a nigga try to do something different and you dash off like it's garbage because it ain't playing the car, it ain't playing the whip. But when I do that same old boring boom bappy, let me vibe in the whip currency shit. And I like currency, but let's be fucking real with it. These niggas do not like that kind of shit. Just the fact that you talk about driving in a car. I don't relate to that. You don't relate to driving in a fucking car? Then you must be a boy. Like, I ride the bus, but nigga, I drove a car. I got a license. I'm trying to get me a new car. Fuck you talking about? I don't relate to niggas rapping about money and cars. Then you must be a broke mother, no car having motherfucker. And the thing about it is, you ain't even gotta be rich to fucking have money nor a fucking goddamn car. Shut the fuck up. Like, you really want artists to talk about anything besides that? If I talk about my goddamn comic book collection, you call this shit corny and out of character for a nigga like me, because you're so used to me rapping about street shit and smoking weed. No, I don't even smoke weed. I just did that because that's what people want to hear. Until I heard T-Pain, realize, fuck what you want to hear. Nigga, go to the radio for that. Because even when I'm fucking, like, it's like Cage said, went from I don't give a fuck to if I did with a little luck. Now, when I gave a fuck, like when I didn't give a fuck, I was fucking free, right? To make what the fuck I wanted. When I didn't send some independent radio stations, review shows, and trying to get feedback, I was free, right? Till I realized, maybe it was something wrong because niggas was talking. I said, let me go and pair. And when I started making dumbing it down to only boom bappy rap and baby shit and fucking around with little pop songs, oh, that's when I gave a fuck. Did I get anything from that? No. Did I gain anything from that? No. Was I happy? No. So we going back to I don't give a fuck. And we're going to stay there. The dreads are growing back. Like, it's 2017. We're going to stay there. There's not no, I'm going to just go. And the only difference is that my raps are going to be on beat. The mixing's on point. Fuck what a cringy engineer says. Because every fucking artist mixed their vocals differently. So fuck them. And two, I'm just going to go straight up. Pick whatever beat that I feel and just do my thing. Fuck trying to be Mr. Top 5 or great rapper. Fuck being big three. We're done doing that. Hell, look how much Currency influenced Kendrick. And he ain't Mr. Lyrical, Miracle, Fearical. Nigga. Hell, he one of my favorite fucking rappers. I mean, even with that, y'all be wanting everyone to be the next this rapper, nigga. Well, rappers should push for that. No, you should be looking for rappers that really do that. If there's rappers that really do that, leave them alone and appreciate it. Then we're gonna sit there like, let's just look how pathetic that. Look, I told you, like you said in your own little YouTube videos. They say, do you know why rappers are so corny? Because they're trying to belong. So I can pretty much say them times I've been trying to make boom bappy music, and even keeping my, really going in on that sound, not even switching it up, rapping with a chill tone and trying not to play around with different flows. And then when I do even show the unique sound that I've been holding back, oh no, what he's rapping like, oh no, bro, I don't like that flow, that vocal point. I don't like when you that part, I don't like that shit. That beat that you rapped over, I don't know about that. But then when I circle back on a by the numbers boom bappy soulful beat with an easy hook and trying to rap it in the most normal way possible, you can tell because I'm just trying my hardest to not do anything that's outside the box, which in turn makes it worse. Because then you get this hate. It's like he's trying too hard to not even do anything interesting. When I do something interesting, why is he doing that? You see what I mean? That's why I agree with T-Pain. So as the dreads are growing back like in 2017, we going back to that. No more feedbacks. No more reviews. No more asking, hey, we fuck that. I might take it back and go to A&R blog and start, putting my music, sending my shit back to them. And it's still fuck. What's that goddamn that fucking Wackstars?
if you don't know, Wackstar used to be this big thing back in 2017-18 when, you know, Instagram was promoting a lot of music, and for free they'll review your music. And let's be real, nigga, out of all the fucking artists that they reviewed, did any of these artists fucking got anything out of that besides a small little fucking promo? Did that even help you grow your fucking shit? No, the fuck it did not. Same thing with these independent radio stations. As much as I've been sending songs, have I gained anything in song? And then they always, this one dude said, just make like this one retweet. He has 200 fucking goddamn followers. And I'm tired of you niggas with 200 followers. I always got something to talk about. Talking about, well, just make better music. Y'all sound retarded. Anytime when someone says make better music or make what people want to hear, I don't give a fuck if you in the industry, you're fucking retarded. Because one, music is subjective. So what the fuck is better music? Besides making hyper pop, besides making trap and pop music, keep in mind I've done all of that besides hyper pop, and niggas did not like it. There is no such thing as better music. It's all subjective. You got retards on TikTok trying to argue if music is subjective or not when it's not. It was supposed to be something to fucking argue about. It's a fucking fact. Like everything else. I'm telling you, man, we going back to the underground. We gonna take this shit back to when I didn't even fuck. I'm gonna just keep just dropping my albums, promoting my shit on Instagram, and just keep on putting out music. And I don't give a fuck. I ain't trying to be famous. That was the whole thing. That was the last time I even cared, because at the time I was working as a security officer, that was my last hoorah even trying to get a fucking goddamn team to rally around and help me out. This is before I had a damn baby, when I had all the time in the world. And what did niggas do? Not a damn thing. Didn't even help me with nothing. So fuck them. That's why I do everything on my own. You're like, artist, why come you always do shit on your own? You need a team. Well, a team, let me explain something to you. Who, like I said in my older podcast, no one wants to be fucking Tito. Everyone wants to be Michael Jackson. Remember when I said that? And we can keep it like that. When the syllable rings, come on, man. You gotta be up there with the goats. Y'all niggas throw that word goat around so much, it don't mean nothing. Top five don't mean nothing. Big three don't mean nothing. This niggas don't mean nothing. And because niggas do not care about lyricism, and because if you are a deep lyrical rapper, you consider a lyrical miracle or something like that, and fuck that shit. Like, fuck. Just don't give a fuck. We're back on it. Trez coming back. We back on it, nigga. We back to not giving a fuck. That's what the dreads symbolized back in 2017. Back in 2017, that's what the dreads symbolized. Before I stupidly sold out, watered down my sound, trying to blow up and trying to appease with a bunch of niggas that don't even fucking even care. Until I sat there and started sending songs to independent radio stations of niggas that didn't understand my fucking goddamn vision. And then I sit there, water it down some more because of a critique that I got from Cocaine when I sent this song to fucking DJ show. Told me, water down my sound to only make songs like, you know, boom bappy raps, not taking a lot of risks. Then when I do try to take a fucking risk, it's obviously because I wanted you to even take a single risk. You take a fucking risk, you sit there and talk shit about, oh, Luigi's Mansion type beat, this beat is weird, until you circle back on the most fucking, like the most generic, a beat that fucking the firm would rap on and now, and have a simple hook and spit some shit, and then try to keep your flow not interesting, because God forbid if you do that, most people say, we like rappers take risks. But y'all knows how the rappers that take risks, knows how y'all albums, the albums they put out, you put a very low score on, and they fucking see the backlash, and then they start, you know, going back to their roots, or going back to that rare form, because y'all niggas love when rappers go to a rare form. Now I'm talking about all the way, not halfway, all the way rare form. I'm talking about, you need AI to make your voice sound young. They won't even care.
which is stupid. And then, yeah, you do that, and then it's like, then damn, I'm over here making the same shit, but at the same time, y'all didn't like it at first. You called the shit boring. No, we just miss your old style, the same style that you called garbage. This is what happens when we start caring and wanting to appease people. Fuck them. So, we're going back to my old style, even though I used to hate it, but not in that way where I'm going back to making anime girls. I might make some anime songs like that, but not in that light. You know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know, if I feel like it. But in the meantime, since my dreads are back and I'm growing them out longer this time, we're going to go back to just being straight up. We're not giving a fuck. It's not sending songs to independent radio stations. Not trying to send, not no feedback functions. We're just gonna just put out the music, promote it on Repost Exchange, do what I've been doing, TikTok, show visors, and maybe make a video here and there. If niggas don't like it, fuck them. Because I ain't trying to be the best rapper any fucking way. Because what is the best rapper? What is the worst rapper? Back in the days, it was simple. You got niggas that can spit bars and rip beats apart, and niggas still call them trash. They're not good songwriters. But whatever, nigga, I'm done.